You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, and we are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number that you can reach us is at 321-255-6999. And I always say every Tuesday, thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember,
amen.
If you do not have a home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Come out and join us. And we are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Amen?
Amen.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Francis Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Once again, we just thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity to just come into your homes this morning here and tell you about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We truly believe that God is on his way. He's coming back. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
He is.
And we know that we should be prepared to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you are in a limbo where you don't know whether you are saved or not saved, I want to tell you today that now is the time that you can just turn your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to come into your heart and do something with your life. We've all done the same thing, and we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he does save, and he heals, deliver, and set captives free.
Amen.
And there are many people that are in bondage today, for whatever reason it may be. But God never intended for you to be in bondage or anything of that nature.
Amen.
He came to set the captives free. The Word of God tells us that he didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen.
He came to seek and save that which was lost, and I was lost. I was lost,
so I
thank the Lord that he found me. I didn't find the Lord. The Lord found me.
Amen.
Praise God. I was a lost soul that was on the opposite side of salvation. And the opposite side of salvation is being eternally lost. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved me. Praise God. And I thank God for that today. And we want to look into what the Word of God says here, that he is gracious and merciful. He's compassionate, loving, and
yes,
kind. And I want everyone out there in Radio Land just for a moment to take just a quality thought, should I say, and just think about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just look at where he's brought you from.
Amen.
Many of us, we want this flamboyant and new things to take place in our lives, but all we need to do is just reminisce on where the Lord has brought us from. But I want to pray with you out there in Radio Land before we get into the Word of God. Whatever the Holy Spirit will give this morning in this place at this hour is what we will regurgitate so that you would have a heart to receive. Praise God. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus,
yes,
we thank you this morning for this great opportunity to just come into your presence.
Yes,
you've already said in your Word, Father, that you didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance.
Yes, yes.
So help us, Lord, that we will speak to souls out there in Radio Land today that don't know you, and even those that do know you, that we all, Lord, would just rejoice and be happy and thank you for coming to do something with all of our lives.
Yes.
Because, Lord, you are great and mighty, and your goodness and your love and mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to just say once again out there in Radio Land that Minister Gloria had already said that we're the church in the city with the city in his heart. Yes. And we know that God has given us an opportunity, a platform that we're able to just speak to people out there to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. God loves you. He loves us all. But most of us, we're doing things that God's word doesn't say that we should do. God does not like the sin that folks are in, but he loves you because you are his creation.
Amen.
So we thank God for this opportunity. Jesus came. He came here to save us.
Yes, he did.
He didn't come to condemn us. And I want to say something today that we're not trying to make salvation the only thing that we want to talk to you about, because there are a variety of other things in the Word of God. It tells us, according to what Jesus has said to us, that he's coming back. So we want to look at what the Word of God says today. And I'm going to ask the panel here if we could just go and, first of all, establish something here concerning the Word of God, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that he left heaven to come to earth so that he could save us.
Amen.
So that he could deliver us.
Yes, he did.
And this is the most important thing here, is that we thank him for that. So now in St. John 6, in verse 38, we want to look at that for a moment, because Jesus didn't come from a foreign country.
He sure didn't.
He came from heaven. Hmm. And this is what we want to look at. Amen.
Amen.
That the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven. Now, he came not to do his own will. He said in his word, he said, I came down from heaven. We need to understand something here, that when he came down from heaven, praise God, that he divested himself of his royal diadem. He left glory to come here to find a poor wretch like me.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Yes.
He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one that sent me.
Amen.
Now, isn't that fire?
Yes,
that,
isn't it
that, is. That's wonderful. He came to do the will of God. Well, I asked the question today, well, what about you? You didn't come from heaven. You were in earth where Jesus came. Are you crying out to do the will of God?
Amen.
Or you want to do your own will? Jesus came. He was obedient unto the Father. And what he said is that he didn't come to do his own will, but the will of the one that sent him. Isn't that amazing, evangelist? Jesus left heaven, came to earth to save folks like us.
Pastor, what a wonderful thought just came to me, Pastor, that Jesus, he knew all about heaven. Lived there all his life. His life is eternal. But God's Son came down, Pastor, from heaven to come to this earth, which he'd never been to before, Pastor, to redeem mankind from their sins, from ours, my sins, your sins, the world's sins, Pastor.
Well, that's the most important thing that we want to talk about here, is that because He didn't come from some foreign country. He came from heaven.
Heaven.
He left his glory
came
into this earth so that he can find souls like us that needed a Savior. We were on the wrong road. And I want to tell you today, we were on the wrong road.
Yes,
I say I'm speaking of all of us.
Amen.
Because the word tells us that all humanity was lost. I said all humanity was lost.
That's the word, Pastor.
And the word tells us there in Romans 3 and verse 23 there. I want somebody to read that, praise God.
Pastor.
And we just want to share today with what the word of God is saying, because I tell you, you know, when Jesus came, he didn't come because he wanted to take a vacation from heaven.
No, he didn't.
He came here with a divine purpose.
Yes, he did, Pastor.
And that purpose was that he would gather his creation that would believe and trust in him. You see, that would believe and trust in him.
Amen.
And this is where we all are today. We have to trust in him and take him at his word. Whatever his word says is what we have to believe, and not only believe, but to do what he says.
Amen.
praise God, to do what he said.
Amen.
Because if we don't do what he said, I want to tell you something. You can look back there in the book of Revelation and you can find out what folks that don't want to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't want to do his will.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Then we'll find ourselves in Revelation 20 there. And that's not where we want to be, because God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Praise the Lord. And this is why he came here to save us. Praise God. Not only to save us, but to bless us.
Yes.
The word of God tells us that the blessings of God make us rich, and he adds no sorrow to it.
No sorrow to it.
He wants to bless us as well. So we all need healing. We need the blessing. We need everything, praise God, that God has prepared for us that love him. Praise God. Amen. You know, Minister, before we go into Romans 3 and verse 23, I just want to tell the folks out there in Radio Land that, listen, we don't have the slightest idea what God has prepared for us, the ones that love him.
Amen.
Praise God.
We sure don't.
Amen. We don't have the slightest idea, but I tell you one thing, it's revealed by his spirit.
Amen.
I said it's revealed by his spirit, and his spirit will show us exactly and reveal to us what God has prepared. And we find that in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9, where it says, eyes have not seen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Nor ear heard.
Amen.
Nor has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
I love him, praise God.
I love him too.
And I thank the Lord that he found me.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Your English
I thank
is
God
bad,
that
Pastor.
He found me. Praise the Lord.
At the table is plural.
He has, amen.
He found us, Pastor.
Well, praise God. He revealed everything that he wanted us to know by his spirit.
By his spirit.
And we know exactly what it is. But you can't get it until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, Pastor.
Until you turn your heart over to him. And when you do that, praise God, then you'll be in position to receive all of the benefits and everything that God has prepared for them that love him.
Amen. That's the word.
Romans 3:23.
It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
You know, if I'm going to stop there. And evangelist, you can concur with what I'm talking about here in terms of what folks don't want to talk about sin. They want to talk about blessings and they want to things that they want to fulfill their own insatiable desires of the flesh. But I want to tell you, that is not going to get you back to glory. It's not going to get you back to glory.
No, it's not.
And I want to tell you how bad sin is. And sin is so bad until it had Jesus hanging there on the cross of Calvary.
Mm. Let's break down the word sin for him, Pastor. Sin means missing the mark. Mm. Sin means witchcraft. Sin means rebellion. Sin means lawlessness, that you don't want to obey God. You want to be your own God because you don't want nobody telling you what to do. But there's one that sits high and looks low, and he's in control. And God said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's all he wants you to do, is keep his word, Pastor. That's all.
Well, the only way that one can keep the word of the eternal God is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
And that's true too, Pastor.
What it is that we read, but we cannot keep this word. We need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Pastor, that's the truth.
To help us to believe it, to keep this word, to be empowered by the Spirit, so that we could live this word. This thing needs to be lived.
You right, Pastor, to be empowered by the Spirit, because the flesh can't do it. The flesh can't do it. Our flesh can't do it, but the Spirit of God that will come inside when we ask Christ to come in, he's the one that's the helper, the comforter, the paraclete, the standby, the strengthener. He's everything. The Holy Spirit, Jesus left him for us, because Jesus knows he didn't want to leave us comfortless, because he knew we couldn't walk this walk without him and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we do.
And I ask myself the question, when we come to church and we come into the fellowship, praise God, that we are not coming just to hear sweet songs and clap our hands and perhaps beat on drums and try to bring God into the situation. No. God should have been there already. Amen. And that's through you and I.
Amen,
because
Pastor.
The Word of God tells us that
Pastor.
Our bodies are the temple of God.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
And the Spirit of God dwells on the inside
that's
of us.
That's what the Word says.
But, you know,
says.
It's so important here that we understand that we could do nothing without the Word of God. We could
Not
do nothing.
Thing. Not a thing, Pastor.
But once we get saved, praise the Lord, once we turn our hearts over to the Lord, because everybody had sinned. That's
yes.
what Romans 3:23 say, and Minister Glory is going to finish reading that. And I want you to understand that don't you think that everything is all right in your life and say, Bill, well, I'm good to go now. No, you're not.
Amen.
You're not good to go. Even if you've confessed your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not good to go, because we falter every day
yes.
in one way or the other. And the thing of it is that we must trust the Lord Jesus Christ. So Apostle Paul was telling the church of Rome there, what was he saying, Minister Glory?
He said, being justified freely by his grace
mm-hmm.
through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Romans 3:23.
Oh, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's what happened. We all have sinned and come
yes.
short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've received the Lord Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
as Lord and Savior of your life,
mm-hmm.
then you are a perfect candidate so that you could receive the Spirit of
yes.
the living God
yes,
okay.
Pastor.
So that you can live what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And that goes for all of us.
Amen.
That is correct.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
So if all of us have sinned, and come short of the glory of God, then we need a Savior.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I say we
yeah.
need a Savior.
Yeah, Pastor, because we fell short.
That's right.
Praise God. We fell short.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been short.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened after our father and mother,
mm-hmm.
when they sinned, I'm talking about Adam and
yes.
Eve, because we are descendants of Adam and Eve.
Hey, yes, mm-hmm. that's correct, Pastor.
We had to be born again.
Born again.
You know, I wonder how many people that are sitting in churches today that are not born again. They're just religious.
There are a lot of them, Pastor. A lot of them. Some just punch the clock to say they're Christians, Pastor. They go to church and say they went to church.
Through tradition. Tradition,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My parents went to church on Sunday. And I'll go to church on Sunday. But not really, really going to church to know
That's
about
correct.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, when we come into a fellowship, we're not coming there just to see what one is wearing or,
yes.
or to meet friends or whatever the case might be. We're coming to hear the Word of God so that our lives can be changed.
Amen.
Filling station, Pastor.
Amen.
Get filled up on the Word of God to take us to the next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's right.
So what happened is that when we come in, the Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron. So
yes.
we are a local body, the body of Christ, and therefore we are to trust and depend on God's word
yes.
and what God's word says.
Yes,
and this
Pastor.
Is why if we don't, we just come shaking hands and talking to people about current events and things that have taken place from a natural perspective. What happened is that we're not having church.
No, we're not, Pastor. It's a social club, Pastor.
It's a social club, is right. And that's what's going on today, because you find people that are able to come into a building and go out the same way they came in. And I think that's a travesty, because what happened is that when you come in, you get word up, you get prayed up.
Yes.
And then spirit up.
Yes.
Should I say, if there's something of that nature?
Yes, Pastor.
And then
gas station, filling
you
up,
come,
Pastor.
You come in, and then you go out and serve God.
That's
God.
Correct.
And Amen.
You minister what you done heard from the pulpit and take it out and go in the streets, Pastor, and you just give them the message that God placed in your heart to give us. And we're mimicking the Word of God and our pastor, because guess what? Faith coming by hearing. So guess what? It has to be sitting in your spirit for you to want to tell somebody else, Pastor.
Yeah, but you don't put the pastor on no pedestal.
No.
What it is
no.
is the Word of God.
No. Pastor's in his office. I'm not saying that. The pastor is feeding the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep is supposed to go out and get other sheep, Pastor.
Amen.
That is right. That's the responsibility of the sheep. The pastor is is to feed the sheep.
That's
as Jesus
fact.
Told Peter, you love me, then feed my sheep.
That's correct.
So the feeding process comes from the pastor. But the pastor has to study and allow the Holy Spirit to use
Go
him
ahead, pastor.
In order to feed the sheep.
You in your office, pastor, you're doing what your office is telling you to do.
What office are you talking about?
I'm
the office
about the
in the
office
church?
Is shepherd.
Oh,
the
shepherd office. Oh,
under
okay.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah, I know what you were saying,
okay,
but
I ain't talking about no job, the earthly job, pastor. I'm talking about the good shepherd.
No.
Yeah.
You under Jesus Christ, pastor.
Amen. Well, the whole thing is that the Holy Spirit has to be present, and
First.
He has to be inside of each and every person. You
Amen.
Don't come to church looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. You bring the Lord Jesus Christ with you. Because he's on the inside of you, and he's already said that he will never leave you nor forsake you, that he'll even be with you until the end of the world. Praise God. That's why he left that power for us, so that wherever we go, we are a representation of who he is through our lifestyle. Praise God. So Paul says that in Romans 3 and verse 23, he says that for all have sinned. Now, he is speaking, first of all, in Romans 1, he's speaking about the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. In Romans, the second chapter, he's talking about the Jewish people, among other things. But in the third chapter, he said, well, all have sinned.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
All of you have sinned.
Yes.
And come short of the glory of God. I thank the Lord that we have a Savior, and he loves us. Now, Romans 6, in verse 23, praise God. Mm-hmm. I would like for somebody to read, because we're talking about the word. We may jump from one verse of scripture to the other, and we pray that it stays in context so that you can get an understanding of what Amen. We're talking about here, because God loves us. He loves us all, but he wants us all saved, praise God. And we know that everybody's not going to be saved, but the opportunity is there for you to be saved.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Yes, the gift is there. The gift has been there. The gift came from heaven. Mm-hmm. The gift walked this earth.
Yes, it did.
The gift. I'm speaking of the Lord
Jesus Christ.
He's mm-hmm. the gift of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
So what he did is that he came here to save us. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the opportunity that I can look back, not only in my life, but in the things that has transpired in other people's lives that I know. And their lives were changed, not because they wanted to change it. What it was is that through repenting of their sins, God came in. See, he comes, and he only comes with an invitation.
That's correct.
If you invite him, then he'll come in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he'll change your life. He'll do something with it. Praise the Lord. Because without him, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Mr. Gore, remember reading where it says there in St. John 15 there, praise God. You know, it's so important here that we just lift up Jesus.
Yes.
Lift up Jesus. Praise God. Call on the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Praise
Lord
the
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
Call on his name.
Amen.
He is the only one that can change your life. He's the only one that can meet every need that you have out there.
Amen.
Don't go into a building and leave the same way that you came in. There has to be a change.
Yes.
And that change will take place if you truly believe what the word of God says.
Amen.
Hearing from the pulpit, from the pastor, the one that is ordained,
yes.
or the messenger of the church there.
The messenger, yes.
So that you could take his word. When he speak the word of God, you take that word that's being echoed from the pastor, and you fill yourself with it, open up your heart and say, Lord, come into my life. Glory
yes.
to God. I receive your word.
Yes.
And I now want to be a doer of your word
Amen.
And not just a hearer
Amen.
Deceiving my own
Amen.
Selves. I want to leave out of here in a different manner or way that I came in. I came in frustrated. I came in confused.
Yes.
But I'm leaving now happy and joyful because
yes.
the word has done a perfect work in my life. as a child of God, now I can glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful when we can come in one way and go out another way? Praise the Lord. I don't mean a different exit. I'm talking about going out healed. If you came in and you were sick, you go out healed.
Amen.
If you came in frustrated, you go out with soberness of mind.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this thing is good.
Amen.
I said it's good.
And know who do all the changing, Pastor? What we're talking about? Is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Because if you really focus in on seeking God, Pastor, the Holy Spirit is going to introduce you to Jesus.
Amen. And by faith.
By faith in Jesus. That's correct.
Amen. Because we can go in there and just hear and don't even believe it.
That's correct. Faith coming by hearing. You're right, Pastor.
Exactly. Praise the Lord. Because we can't please God unless you have faith in him.
Amen. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We know that the Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus.
Yes. He's going to introduce, teach us about Jesus.
In other words, he witnessed of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ said that it's expedient that I go away.
Go ahead,
if I go not away, the Comforter will not come.
What is he, Pastor?
The Comforter.
Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
So he comforts us. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he does.
And we thank God for that. Out there in Radio Land, if you're having a problem, the Holy Spirit, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit will comfort you.
Yes,
praise
he will.
God. He would do just what he said that he would do. Praise God. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to take a station break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Praise God. We're back from the break. We need a break, praise the Lord, because this day is a wonderful day, and we need everything that the Lord Jesus Christ wants for us, praise God. Evangelist, you know that the power of the Holy Spirit, he is able to do all things.
Yes, sir.
All power, he's able to do all things. He's a blessing to us all that will believe and trust in him. And we don't need to walk around empty. God wants his Spirit to be manifested in each one of us as children of God.
Amen.
You know, it's so important. We look around and we want to see signs, wonders, and miracles. But I want to tell you something here today, that you have to spend time with God.
Go ahead,
Pastor.
You
just have to spend time with the Lord in prayer. I remember when the disciples were saying there in Acts the 6th chapter, he said, no, we're not going to wait on no tables. No, you choose 7 men of you that's full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And let them be in charge. But as far as us, we're going to what? We're going to pray fast and going to read the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You see, now those are some qualities that we all need.
Pastor, they knew they were getting fed off that Word. Mm-hmm. They know that Word was alive.
We need those qualities in our lives.
Yes, we do, Pastor.
Each and every day. The pastor in the church trying to do everything. No, it doesn't work that way. He has an ordained responsibility.
Yes.
And that only comes from God to feed the sheep. He must spend time with our Heavenly Father so that God could speak to his heart and give him revelational knowledge and empower him so that he could speak and teach the Word of God.
Yes, Pastor.
But instead, what's going on, because you have the ain'ts inside the church, don't want to do anything. They don't want to commit themselves anything. All they want is to come in and go out. They just want to be blessed. They want their cup to run over. But yet, the man of God that's in the church, what is happening? That he's supposed to feed the sheep. Now he has spread himself over the church, and God cannot use a pastor like that.
I know. Okay,
because you got too much on you.
That's correct.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
He's not delegating his authority.
There has to be delegation of authority.
Yes,
Pastor. And people are to be willing to do that once they've committed themselves unto the church. We're not trying to talk about what's going on inside fellowship, because I don't know what's going on in other fellowship, but I'm just making a declaration here that the pastor, he needs to spend time with God. The same way those apostles there in Acts 6.
Yes.
When they said, we're not going to wait on no tables. No. Because the administration of matter of fact, go there. Let's look at this thing carefully. Praise God. Mm-hmm. We're not going to wait on no tables. And this is what's happening. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor, he's having a song service. Pastor, he's preaching the Word of God. The pastor,
trying to do it all.
He's cleaning up the church. the pastor, he's doing all these things. And you have folks that are in the church, in the fellowship, that say that they're children of the Most High God, and they want to overburden the man of God. Mm-hmm. So how can he teach you what the Word of God says, be empowered under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to do God's will? Are y'all listening to what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
Praise yes, God. Praise. Y'all want to read that verse of
Scripture? Well, if it's Acts 6:2.
Just read one, go on down.
Okay.
Praise the
In
Lord.
In those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, then arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God Amen. And serve tables.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost
yes.
and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
Amen. Praise God. And they also fasting there. Praise God. Fasting is part of what we're doing. Not that we can try to earn anything from God, but the most important thing is that we decrease in the flesh.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
And we allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of our lives. Now, it's amazing there that, that each person there realized their position as a child of God, and they want to follow what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We need the Word of God.
Yes, we do, Pastor.
Yeah.
But we also need the anointed man of God.
Amen. Yes, we do.
We don't need a 6-foot icicle standing in a pulpit there just articulating experiences and talking about current events and things of this nature. We need someone that's going to speak the Word of God under the anointing and
of the
power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen, Pastor.
Praise God.
Amen.
So I wonder today that a lot of us, we spend time with all kinds of other things, but when it comes time to what the Word of God has to be preached and taught. And I'm not talking about just pastors. I'm speaking of everybody. Praise God.
Yes, yes,
this
Pastor.
Is not a condemning message here. This is the truth here. Praise God. We need to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That is
All
the
of
truth.
Us. Praise
that is
God.
Nothing but the truth.
All of us need to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to take him at his word, sit at the feet of the master, and listen to what he's saying,
Amen.
Us, saying to us, because he's given us everything that we need to walk this Christian
yes,
journey.
Yes,
he's given
yes.
us everything that we need to minister to brothers and sisters that are in Christ Jesus, and even those that are not in Christ, they need to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Evangelist, you know that there's nothing that you or I could do. We talked about St. John, the 15th chapter there, and what Jesus said, matter of fact, I want somebody to read that. There's nothing. If you come inside the fellowship, mm-hmm. and you got your own thing that you're doing, you done concoct something that you want to tell them, the Spirit of the living God knows the needs of the people.
Correct.
We don't know the needs unless they tell us.
That's correct.
But the Holy Spirit knows the needs of everybody. And this is why we must depend on the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in St. John 15, what does it say, Minister Glory?
What verse is that, Pastor? 15:26.
Minister Glory, in St. John 15, look at verse 7 there.
Okay.
5 and 7.
Okay, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
Yes.
He that abideth in me, and I am him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, but without me, you can do nothing.
Without him, you can do nothing. Praise mm-hmm. God. Praise the Lord.
And if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
Mm.
Praise God, Minister Glory. What does it say there?
But
cast into the fire and they are burned.
Yes, that's right.
See, let me just say something here. That as the power of the Holy Spirit, he came into all of our lives, mm-hmm. we ought to let fruit be produced in our lives.
Amen.
That's correct, mm-hmm. Pastor.
He didn't just come in so that we can say, well, we could speak in an unknown tongue. Mm-hmm. No, he came in so that life could be displayed in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Yes. I had made mention before about signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes, Pastor.
And the thing of it is that we say that the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of us, then the church should be full of signs, wonders, and miracles. And miracles.
Yes.
Amen.
That's the truth, Pastor. You're telling the truth.
The power of the Holy Spirit, if he's in our lives. I've questioned a lot of things that have gone on in the ministry.
Yes.
Praise God. Because what happened is that, first of all, the power of the Holy Spirit should be in control. Mm-hmm. Not the man, but
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit should be teaching.
Yes, he is.
Through the man.
Yes, Pastor.
Telling the folks what they need to hear and not what they want to hear.
That's correct.
Now, we looked at a lot of things here with signs, wonders, and miracles, and like we know that if the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us and our bodies are the temple of God, what happens is that we should be demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit.
Nothing but, Pastor, you're telling the truth. Nothing but.
Is that being so we're looking for signs. Signs are something that's visible that you can see, praise God. That's what a sign is.
Yes.
When you ride up and down the street, there in the natural, there are signs out there that's giving you instructions in terms, well, stop here or make a right turn and so forth.
Yes.
That's a sign.
Yes.
That's a natural sign.
Yes.
So there should be signs from a spiritual standpoint inside the church.
Yes, Pastor. You done summed it up there, Pastor.
All right, then now you're looking for miracles. Miracles are an instantaneous
yes.
thing that supersedes the natural.
Yes.
It can be done instantaneously.
Go ahead, Pastor.
A miracle.
A miracle.
Praise God. That's what miracles.
You can't question that, Pastor, because you know it's a miracle.
Praise the Lord. Now we're looking at wonders.
Yeah.
You are seeing something and you are wondering about how did this take place? Because signs, wonders, and miracles are only done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Only through the Holy Spirit, Pastor.
Only through and by and power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I tell you, we need to examine ourselves, really, and stop.
That's what the word says. We examine ourselves, Pastor. It's a daily walk. We should examine ourselves daily.
Mm-hmm. You know. See that we're still in the faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's right. That's correct.
The anointing.
Still in the faith. Mm-hmm. Are we still in the faith?
The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing we have in us, and I wonder why the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is not manifested in the lives of all of us, because what is happening is that our bodies are God's temple, so the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us. There should be a manifestation of the one that's on the inside.
Amen.
So that folks can really receive and see who's in charge.
Amen. That's correct.
I know y'all don't understand what I'm talking about here, but the whole thing
Pastor.
Is that this anointing,
truth,
because the Bible tells us in 1 John 2 and verse 20, I want somebody to read that, praise God. Once we are saved, mm-hmm. or born again, God didn't just save us so that we can walk around and say that we're saved. No, mm-hmm. no, there's power should be operating or demonstrating in our lives as children of God.
It reads, but ye have the unction from the Holy One, and you know all things.
Now, you have an unction. That's the Holy Spirit. You have an unction from the Holy One.
You're the mm-hmm. Holy One.
Mm-hmm. That's, and you know all things. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That don't mean that in the natural, that we know that you don't know all things in the natural, but spiritually speaking, the Holy Spirit knows everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Mm-hmm. Praise God, because he searches the deep things of God.
Yes.
And he knows the mind of the Spirit. Praise
yes, he
God.
Does.
He knows everything. Glory to God. Yeah. Now, this anointing, because mm-hmm. he is the anointing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Because somebody is shouting loud and talking and yelling and stuff like this, that's not the anointing. You know, you're making noise. The anointing destroys the yoke.
Yes,
yes it does.
The anointing teaches
yes.
through the man.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And let's look at the 27th verse there. Praise God. This is something that we all need to know. And I'm not trying to castigate or down charge anyone. I just want to say, because I'm talking about myself first.
Amen.
First of all, when I walk in the fellowship there, glory to God, I need God to give me direction.
Yes.
In terms of what I should say and do while I'm there. Praise God. Because when you stand behind a rostrum there and you start telling people something and you know that it's nothing but the flesh, what's going to happen is that you got to give an account to God for that.
Yes. Yes,
because the flesh cannot feed anybody spiritually. It
Amen.
Is spirit to spirit.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Cannot tell you my experiences because it means nothing to you. That's just my experience. But
That's
the power
correct.
Of the Holy Spirit
correct,
is the one
Pastor.
That teaches everybody.
Yes.
I mean everybody.
Yes, he does.
It's a sad situation when we try to conjure up or make something happen knowing that it's not the Holy Spirit. What does the anointing say?
It says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you.
Amen.
And ye need not that any man teach you.
Amen.
Well, see, first of all, the anointing that you have received. You see, the anointing is what destroys the yoke.
Yes.
Yes.
Folks that are all yoked up and bound up and so forth, if there's no anointing in there, this is how they come in and go out the same way
yes.
that they came in.
Yes.
Evangelist, you know what I'm talking
yes,
about there.
Pastor.
People come in and then they go out, they leave the same way because there's no anointing. All they heard was some words that didn't have any substance to it, not being empowered by the, Holy,
the Holy
Spirit.
Ghost.
Because
yes.
what happened is that the Spirit and the Word are inseparable.
Yeah, ooh,
if the Word is
hand,
there,
Pastor.
The Spirit, yes, it's like hand in a glove. Praise God. When the Spirit is there in operation, then I tell you, people are blessed.
Yes, they are.
People
blessed.
Are healed. And this is what it is. I question myself a lot of times. I'm not trying to talk about somebody else. I'm talking about me now, you know, as a child of God ministering. A lot of times, you just don't want to stand behind that pulpit if you know that the Spirit of the living God is not in full control
yes,
of what's
yes.
going on for that particular
yes.
time. It's not just to say, well, I got to say something to somebody. No, the Holy Spirit has to be in full control
yes,
in
does.
Order for the people to be blessed.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
In order for the people to be blessed. Because this, what did Jesus say in John 6 and verse 63? St. John verse 63. He says that it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. And he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Let me tell you something here. We need to question a lot of things about what's going on. I can't make anything happen. I don't have the power to make anything happen. But I tell you, the Holy Spirit is in full control. He is the one that make things happen. Praise God. And I tell you, that's who we need to be in full control. Now, Minister Glory, I know you were reading about the anointing there in 1 John 2 and verse 27.
Yes.
So, listen, continue to finish that because you don't need no man to teach you.
That's
this is what's happening. Man is teaching.
Right.
That's correct.
But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him.
Now, I want you to understand when I say you don't need no man to teach you. Now, understand what I'm talking about. They're good teachers. That's part of the fivefold ministry.
Yeah.
But it's under the anointing.
That's what it says.
The man stands there, but it's under the anointing.
Yeah.
Sure, the man stands there, but it's the Spirit in the man that's doing the teaching.
Go ahead, Pastor.
The Spirit used the vocal cord of the man standing there.
Yes, he does.
And he, in turn, articulates what the Spirit is giving him. So when we say you don't need no man to teach you, he's not talking about you don't need
man's
somebody
wisdom,
to
that's
teach you.
What he's talking about, Pastor.
Yes. No, you need the man, because if you don't have the man, then how is the Spirit going to teach you?
True.
That's right.
How is the Spirit going to teach you? I went through a lot of things there, and in terms of, they said, well, we are all waiting for the Spirit to teach us. And that's what was said. So what I did as in the natural, I went and sat down and we waited. I wanted to make a point in terms of when folks say, well, we want the Spirit to teach us.
Right.
You
right.
see? So the Spirit is in the man.
Yes.
So I sat down and I just patiently waited. And everybody's looking around and saying, no, I said, well, you wanted the Spirit to teach you. The Spirit is in me.
Amen.
Praise God. In
yes,
you.
Pastor.
As a child of God,
as
that's
a
what
child
the word
of God.
Says.
Yes.
It says that you have an unction from the Holy One,
mm-hmm.
and you know all things, and your body is the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells within us.
Yes.
I tell you, it's amazing how we look at things from a different level instead of actually understanding exactly what is being said.
Amen.
And
Pastor.
The only way that you're going to understand what is being said is that you have to have the third person of the Godhead.
Yes.
You got to have the Holy Spirit
yes.
because he is what? He is the teacher.
Teacher.
My goodness, he's a good teacher.
Yes.
He's the best teacher that one could ever have. Praise God. And he is the guide. And he's the
yes.
one that will lead us. Praise God into all truth. I tell
yes,
you, it's a wonderful
Lord.
Thing. Minister Gloria, it's amazing.
It is.
But folks get there and they yell and they think that that's the anointing. That's
no.
not the anointing.
No. Pastor, you're right. It's not the anointing. I mean, that's not the anointing.
No. And most of us, we say things from a loud tone of voice. But the point is that there has to be an effect that
yes.
will be taking place
yes.
inside the fellowship.
Amen.
They hear the word. Praise God. The Holy Spirit moves on the heart of the person. This is why, folks, the church should be a hospital.
Well, should
know,
be, Pastor. That's
yeah,
correct.
Well, sick people come in and get healed.
Yes, that is correct.
Evangelist, you know, now even in the office that you hold, praise God. Listen. Ministry, the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit be manifested in your life
that's,
or in my life.
That's correct.
As a child, whatever office that you're in, the Holy Spirit has to be manifested.
That's correct, Matt. The word says also, I think it's Ephesians, it says prove your calling.
Amen.
Even as an evangelist, Pastor, because they got there's different gifts that follow behind the evangelist too, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? If nothing for nothing produces nothing, Pastor, if you ain't got nothing in you, but if you got the Christ in you, the Spirit of God in you, you're going to start seeing signs, wonders, and miracles. Because they accompany the word. And it's God's word, not yours. The Holy Spirit only follow God's word, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Well, we know that these offices, as they are broken down here, we're not trying to pinpoint any particular office.
No.
But the most important thing is that we take, for instance, when Philip went down to Samaria. Now,
yes.
he was an evangelist there. He went down there. What did he do? He preached Christ to those folks. Amen. And there were miracles, signs, and wonders. It was miracles that was going on.
Yes, sir.
Folks believed, and they were healed. Isn't that something?
And he had daughters that was evangelists too, Pastor.
My goodness, what's going on here? So when we come into the church, the pastor's in there. The pastor's supposed to be teaching the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Overseer teaching.
Yes.
So all those.
Overseer. That's correct, Pastor.
All those under shepherd. All those the fivefold ministry. We just jumped all around here with the Bible today. But I just want to say something here is that, you know, God is a good God.
Yes, he
is. His word is true. And we thank him for everything that's being said. This is an unusual setting here today, but I just thank the Lord that he's just good.
Yes, he is.
And he loves
just
us.
Good, Pastor.
And
he's
I
just
ask him
good.
I ask the Lord to forgive me, praise God,
yes.
of whatever that I've done that weren't right.
That's correct.
You know, I openly said I'm not one that walk in pride or try to conjure up something to make something happen. God is a good God. If he didn't do it, you don't need it.
Amen.
If God's got it, and if you don't have it from him, you don't need it. God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he loves
Hallelujah,
us.
Hallelujah, Pastor.
And he loves you right where you are.
Amen.
Praise God.
Right where you're at.
And whatever your need may be today, Jesus is the need meter.
Amen.
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 Whatever it is. and we say these things, but I want to tell you, the most important thing is that we have to trust him.
Yes, we do.
We have to trust him and take him at his word.
How are you going to pray for something, Pastor, if you don't have no trust or faith?
Right.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Psalm 34, verse 8, Pastor, you taste. Know? Oh, he said a taste. Yeah, you say a mouthful, Pastor.
No, he said,
all you need is a taste.
It's taste, because God is good. Mm-hmm. He's good, and his love and mercy endures forever. I want the benefits of God.
Amen.
I want God to operate. And I shouldn't use that word I, because we should want the benefits of God. Amen. So, Ms. Grove, you have something you want to say there? Praise the Lord.
No, I was listening to you and Evangelist, and, you know, we do. We really need confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when I heard that, I said, and this is the confidence that I have in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say we, but I have in him.
Mm-hmm.
That if we ask anything according to his will,
yes,
he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
Go ahead,
that's
Pastor.
The faith that I have in my Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Now, that's a wonderful
Christ.
Thing. That's in 1 John 5 and verse 4. Is that right?
14, 15.
Glory to God. So this is
beautiful
the confidence.
Beautiful scripture, Pastor.
It's
beautiful
the assurance. Scripture. Yes. We need faith. Mm-hmm. We need faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've often said that our faith, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ
yes.
and what
he
he's done.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
For the
that's
work what he, did, what he has done, yes.
My faith is not in myself.
No.
In my ability. A lot of people say, well, yeah, well, I'm able to do this by faith. Well, I want to tell you something here. The word of God said, an apostle Paul in Romans 12, he was begging these folks there. Mm-hmm. Listen to what I'm saying there. Now, in Romans 12, he said, I beseech you, brethren,
right.
by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
holy and acceptable unto the Lord, God, which is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
And be not conformed to this world,
yes.
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That you may prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there.
No, he didn't stop there, Pastor.
And what else did he say? Let no man think of himself more highly than he ought to.
Mm-hmm.
But to think soberly.
Yes.
For God has dealt every man a measure of faith.
Hallelujah.
That's what
he
says.
Praise God.
Dealt every man a measure of faith.
How big is the measure? We don't know.
We don't,
it's
Pastor.
Small, it's like a seed, like a little mustard seed. That's where your faith starts. And then as you read the word and believe in what he says, it grows and it grows. And then you know that whatever you say or whatever you ask is all about the word of God, what he has done for us.
Well, praise God. That is true. It's
because he dealt with every man a measure of faith. And as I read in the old, well, later, early part of the Bible, it's like a little mustard seed.
Yes.
That's the faith that he has given us. Now, how does it grow? By reading your word, believing what Jesus has done for you.
Amen. Well,
that's the faith that he has given us.
Amen. Yeah, in Romans 10 and verse 17, it says there, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So we must hear the word of God in order for our faith
to grow,
to increase.
Amen.
We build on the word of God.
Amen.
And when the word is there, then faith is there.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for that.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well,
we do thank you.
I thank God for the opportunity today. It was an unusual broadcast. We ask the Lord blessing to be upon each person that tuned in, and whatever the Holy Spirit will give you from what we said, receive it in Jesus' name. We want to extend the invitation out there, praise the Lord, to everyone out there that have tuned in to broadcast. We don't want to leave this broadcast without giving you that opportunity, because you never know the hour or the moment that you would have to leave this earth here. So we want to extend that invitation. And I'm going to ask, well, Minister Gloria or Evangelist, who? Well, let's look at Evangelist. Can you just tell us the divine plan of salvation
Amen.
And make that extension to those that are tuned into the broadcast?
Praise God.
You want us to do it, Pastor?
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to read from Romans 10 and 8. And it says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth
mm-hmm.
and in thy heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word of faith which we preach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were doing today. And when you go to church on Sunday and you hear the preacher preaching to you, but now open up your heart that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth
mm-hmm.
the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But listen, but whosoever,
mm-hmm.
whosoever,
whosoever
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Faith must be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him. Take him at his word.
Yes.
Believe what he said.
Yes.
We all must come to that point of reckoning where we thank the Lord for everything that he's done. And trusting and taking him at his word
Amen.
Is vitally important. So I want to tell you out there in Radio Land, if you tune into the broadcast and you've heard whatever it is that you've heard, and the Holy Spirit will give you the meat and you can spit the bones out
yes.
in terms of what you don't
Pastor.
Agree with.
Amen.
But I want to tell you today, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you and he wants to heal you, deliver you, and set you free.
Amen.
Glory to God. This
Amen.
Is my prayer today for everyone that tuned into the broadcast. And you all pray for us. We need prayer as
yes,
well.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.